And joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline at this time is a former Bills quarterback who enjoyed 12 seasons in the National Football League and currently spending his time in sunny Florida. We welcome Kelly Holcomb to the show. Kelly, thanks for joining us and spending some time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
We're doing okay. Listen, your name came to mind because we're knocking around what looks like a serious issue for the NFL, and that's the quarterback development problem that has kind of consumed the league with respect to, you know, trying to develop mid, late round draft picks, even undrafted guys, to develop them into either rock solid backups or even potential starters. It's something that is becoming more and more difficult for a host of reasons. And we wanted to get you on because you were afforded the opportunity to go to NFL Europe. So I guess that's where I want to start, Kelly. Maybe just lay out for us the circumstances of where your NFL career was at, you know, in 1995, and what the opportunity in going to NFL Europe provided for you in terms of maybe lengthening and leading to what was a productive 12-year career.
Wow, Chris, that's a good question, man. It's hard for me to remember back then. It's been so long, I can't believe that this year is going to be my 10th year out of the National Football League. But, you know, when coming out of a small school, I went to Middle Tennessee State University, and it was Division I AA when I came out. And I thought, you know, I went through the whole draft process. I actually went through the combine, you know, had a good showing at the combine. I thought I was going to get drafted. I remember the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, bringing John Gruden down there when he was offensive coordinator and a couple of personnel people, and I really thought I was going to get drafted by those guys, and it didn't turn out happening. And then I ended up in Tampa Bay with Sam Weiss and the old creamsicle uniforms, which was nice. I ended up down there, and then I was off and on the practice squad. And then the one thing that Sam did, and I was able to, you know, obviously meet up with Sam again in Buffalo with Mike Mularkey, but one thing that Sam did was he sent me to NFL Europe, and that really got me some exposure and got me some playing time, and it certainly helped my career. You know, I was over there to play football. Now, NFL Europe was a little different because there were some guys that was their second and third time they'd been over there, and they were just going over there to play football and party. You know, there was a lot of guys that, because we lived in a little suburb of Barcelona, and they would take the last train out and come back on the first train in the morning. and then go to practice. They didn't really care too much about football like I did, but you know, it was definitely a developmental league, and it certainly helped me, and it certainly helped a lot of guys kind of get some exposure and further their career.
Yeah, because in 96, I mean, just from what I was able to find, you were second in the league with over 2,300 passing yards. I think it was, what, a 10-game season, 8-game season?
It was a 10-game season, yep.
So almost 2,400 yards passing in 10 games, 14 touchdown passes. And, you know, you get a shot at the Colts training camp the next summer.
That's right. I mean, it helped give me some exposure. It helped get my name out there. You know, and it just, you've got to play. You've got to play, and that's what I tell young guys nowadays that, you know, are kind of teetering on the line. I don't know where you're going to go, but you got to keep playing. If you want to, you know, get a shot, I mean, you look at the Kurt Warner stories of the world, you know, with him playing arena ball, and you just got to keep playing. You got to play in the CFL. You got to play arena ball. You got to do something. And, you know, that's what I try to advise the young guys today that might be marginal or might not have a shot to get drafted. I say, hey, you just got to keep playing. And that's what NFL Europe did. Now, you know, I know you're going to ask this question, but the development of the younger guys nowadays, man, is just it's a little different because you've got guys, and I can remember somebody saying, even Chan Gailey, I think up there with you guys, said that he had never dreamed that he would have to teach a guy how to take a snap under center.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, with all this spread stuff, I mean, NFL is – I don't think the NFL will never go to that. I mean, I know that Chip Kelly has tried to do some of that, and, you know, you see where it's gotten. And I think there's certainly a time and a place for some of that stuff. But, I mean, you've got to learn how to take a snap under center. And I think so many coaches nowadays, you know, you look back when Dan Marino played, you know, Don Shula allowed him to call his own plays. Jim Kelly, I mean, in the K-Gun, he was allowed to call his own plays. Guys, you know, had that responsibility on their shoulders, and they actually had to learn the game. Nowadays, you know, the coaches are allowing the quarterback. They're not allowing the quarterbacks to do anything. I don't even know if they even allow them to check anymore, make their own decisions. They've got so many signals and they've got so much stuff going on, especially in college. It's so fast-paced that you don't let these young guys think for themselves at all.
Now, Kelly, you know, I truly feel like the college game for quarterbacks for most programs really does these guys a disservice, just because, I mean, at the end of the day, we've talked about this before you got on air. It's not the coach's job to get these guys ready for the NFL. It's the coach's job to win games for that university, you know. And so it's doing these quarterbacks a disservice.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. It's doing them a huge disservice. And I coach now. I'm in high school, and you know, we've got our quarterback going gun and under center. You know, I'm not a gun guy except on certain occasions. But you know, we've got a quarterback that can run a little bit, and it's better when he's in the gun to run the ball. But you know, you at least need to learn how to take a snap under center. And there's some of these college quarterbacks that are coming out, and they don't even know how to do that. And then you're having the coaches up in the press box, and they're telling them when they want them to throw those bubble screens. You know, they're telling them what they want them to do on certain situations, which I don't know. It just seems like those guys are not being allowed to think for themselves. And I think that's where these guys that come to the NFL are getting behind. You know, I know that Cam Newton and, you know, he had to learn how to take a snap under center. Yeah. I'm sure he probably had taken some before that. But I mean, it's a different deal when you have to throw the ball. You know, I watch all those classic games, and you see Montana, and you see Steve Young, and you see the Phil Sims of the world. They never really went in the shotgun. They were always under center. And you know, nowadays you tell a young guy, hey, it's a 5-step drop with a hitch, and they're like, 5 steps? What are you talking about? And it's just, I think it's doing guys a disservice by giving them everything and not allowing them to, you know, take some responsibility on themselves and understand the coverage, understand football. And that's, you know, it is a catch-up deal when you're coming in the National Football League now with those guys.
I think I know where you stand on this, but it almost sounds a little bit, Kelly, like this, what you're seeing, the fate of these college quarterbacks is almost turning your stomach a little bit. And yeah. I don't want to call you an old-timer or an old-school guy by any means, but I mean, this is a completely different animal that we're seeing in terms of what qualifies as a quarterback now at college.
Well, it really does. I mean, it's totally different. And you know, I was down at the I went to the Titans. I went to one of their practices for their OTAs, and I was talking to Terry Robiskie, which is the offensive coordinator for those guys. Mm-hmm. He got up and spoke because it was a coach's deal, and he got up and spoke, and he said, you know, you can go do all this spread stuff that y'all want to, and y'all can get in the gun. But he was like, I'm a tight end guy. You know, I'm a running guy. I was with the Oakland Raiders for a long time, and me and Al Davis used to get in arguments because he wanted to throw it 50 times, and I'd run it 30. You know, so, I mean, what it really boils down to it, guys, is, and I tell young guys, I'm a quarterback. And, hey, I don't think the quarterback should be hit either. I mean, let's go there. But I'm a quarterback. But you know what? The game is – it's tackling, and it's blocking, and it's the fundamentals of the game that win ball games. That's why the New England Patriots, and I know that's a bad subject, you know, in Buffalo, and I'm tired of you guys. I wish we could get a couple of wins in that, but, you know, that's why those guys, they do things right, and they block and they tackle, and they do the fundamentals of the game. And that's really what – it doesn't matter if you get in spreads, you get in four wides, you take the back out and get in an empty set. At some point, it's going to come down to blocking and tackling. And that's what football is. That's what football has always been. That's what it always will be.
Now, Kelly, we've been talking about, you know, one of the things that lacks is really just the time for the players to develop and time for the coaches really to develop these guys. Do you feel like the more athletic guys, the Cam Newtons, the Tyrod Taylors, a Russell Wilson, they are awarded a little bit more time, or they can buy themselves more time because they're so athletic and they can make plays outside the pocket?
They can, but I think sometimes that you know, at some point in your career, and I think Russell Wilson does a really good job of this because he actually picks his spots to run, you know, and I think he does a really good job of that. I think Tyrod Taylor does that as well. I think Cam Newton does that. I mean, you finally have to at some point athleticism is going to get you to the National Football League, and that's what those guys have learned. But at mm-hmm. some point, you've got to learn the game too. And you have to know when you can and when you cannot take off running. I think you look at RG3, you know, I think he got into a situation where he started running too much. And those guys are going to, I mean, you got trained killers on the other side of that ball, and they're trying to get you as many times as they can. And they're going to just try to hit you. And I think that those guys have to learn, you know, they have to learn when in certain situations you can do this and when to run, when not to run, when to stay in the pocket and be a pocket passer. And, you know, I think Cam Newton's done a really good job of learning how to do that. Russell Wilson, it seems like he's always been that type of guy. But, you know, sometimes that athlete, I think, you know, my college coach used to tell me this, and you know, nowadays these guys are kind of dispelling that, but he's like, you can be too good of an athlete to be a quarterback sometimes. And, you know, you look at Brady, he's not an athlete at all, you know, but he gets rid of that football and he understands, he knows the game. And I think sometimes when those guys come into the league and they're really athletic, they say, hey, I'll just rely on that. Well, you can't do that in that league. At some point, you know, you can for a little bit, but then, those defensive coordinators are going to sit in those meetings all summer and they're going to say, hey, how do we defend this guy? They're going to figure it out, and you have to finally sit down and you have to learn, you know, the game of football.
Talking with former NFL quarterback, former Bills quarterback, Kelly Holcomb, about the NFL quarterback development problem that is going across the league. I mean, they're getting harder and harder to find. The learning curve is getting steeper and steeper. Kelly, what do you think about the thought of bringing back some form of a developmental type league, whether it's a 7-on-7 league to help quarterbacks specifically or just a full-blown developmental league in non-NFL cities? I know they've got this spring league thing they're trying to start up, but it really doesn't look like much more than a glorified mini camp that they're going to be running out in California later next month. So I don't know. You tell me, do you think there's a place for that?
Well, there was certainly a place for me. I mean, I certainly enjoyed that, and I'm certainly glad that, you know, I'm certainly glad that they had NFL Europe when I came in, because it gave me a platform to stand on where I got some experience. So I'm not a huge fan of the 7-on-7 stuff. I don't like that. I hate all this stuff on ESPN where guys are holding up cards. You're not really teaching guys much. That's just my opinion. I don't think, yeah. You got guys that look really good in 7-on-7, but they know they're not getting hit. I mean, football is about, it's a contact, it's a violent sport, and I understand that. And I, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it exactly the same way. But you got to, you know, when you got a receiver that's going across the middle in 7-on-7, hey, he knows he's not going to get hit. But when you put on them pads and he gets the tar knocked out of him a couple of times, and that shows what kind of player you got. And I don't know if 7-on-7 would do it, but I know that I do think that they need some kind of developmental league. Certainly helped me, and I think it would help a lot of these guys because, you know, a lot of these college programs, as we've already talked about, are not doing, and they don't, just like Donald said, they don't care about, you know, developing guys for the National Football League. They're trying to win at their college, and they're trying to keep their job. So, you know, I don't know what you do, but I think it would help a lot of guys if you could do something like that, and if the NFL could get it going, but I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Kelly, you sound like an old school coach now. Like the way you talk, you just sound like.
Hey, he's still younger than me, so I'm not calling him old school.
The way he talks, you just sound like a coach. Like, oh man.
I am. The little quarterback that I've had for a couple of years. I've had him for 4 years now. This will be his fourth year. And yeah, he's had my wrath. So I never really wanted to coach guys. I didn't because I know how much time it takes. High school is kind of where I'm at. I got an opportunity to go a couple of years ago with the Arizona Cardinals with my boy Bruce Arians out there. I love Bruce, but, man, it just wasn't the right time. I want to watch my kids grow up, and, you know, I've got one going off to college this year, and, you know, my other two are in ball, so I didn't, I didn't want to do that at that time because I've already moved enough, you know, playing. But, you know, I've got a couple of guys, and, you know, I'm trying to get me some experience in high school. I'm calling plays now. Mm-hmm. You really understand now, and Donald can tell you really understand now how coaches used to yell at you all the time. Because kids nowadays, man, good gracious, get outside and play a little bit. I mean, I know they sit inside all summer, you know, and they sit in the cool and they play all these video games. Get outside and do something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it seems like now developmentally, man, just like their physical things, like, you know, quickness of their feet and stuff like that. I mean, I never was inside when I was a kid. Now, I know that kids have so many more things to do now, but, you know, I was always outside when I was growing up, and I was always doing something. I was always playing basketball. I was always playing football, baseball. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. You know, and I don't know if kids get much of that anymore.
Yeah. You mentioned Bruce Arians. I mean, I know you were, I believe you were with him in Indy and then
in Cleveland
after that,
yes.
Where you actually earned the starting job there in 2002. My question, though, is who did you have as your coordinator in Barcelona when you were there?
Ooh, Barcelona. Dick Curl.
Oh, okay.
Dick Curl was his name. Yeah, Dick Curl. Yeah. Coach McNeil was my head coach, and Dick Curl, okay. You know, those guys from Boston College, he was my offensive coordinator. I think Dick actually had a couple of years in the National Football League. I think he was at Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. But
okay.
I don't know. I know that Coach McNeil's son is coaching. He used to be at Kansas City, and I don't know if he's still doing something in the pros or not.
Yeah, Bob McNeil, his son was here for a little while as a tight ends coach and a receivers coach, yeah.
Now, Kelly,
I got you, yeah.
Kelly, I wanted to ask you this, just because, you know, it's been done in the past where guys will go up to Canada and then end up back in the NFL and have long, productive careers in the NFL. The Canadian game is so different. So how much can you learn playing that game and really help you get prepared for the NFL?
Well, I mean, it is different. You know, it is different, but it's still playing ball. You're still seeing things. You know, obviously there's an extra guy on the field, but, you know, and there's got guys running in motion, which is a little different. But you know what? That's a throwing league. You only got three downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it does give you some experience of reading defenses and reading coverages and reading guys. You know, with where you got a slant route, is it in the one? Is it in the first hole or is it in the second hole behind the linebackers? Things like that. That I don't think it really matters where you are. I just think you got to gain experience doing that kind of stuff. It is a different game, but still, it's football when it comes down to it. And you know, it's a throwing league. They're going to run the ball every now and then, but it is a throwing deal. So. I think that would help. You know, I think that would help guys too. Just keep playing.
Well, Kelly, listen. We thank you very much for the time today. You kind of shed some light on this and lent a perspective that really Donald nor I could really offer, just in terms of that developmental opportunity you had in NFL Europe. That's why I wanted to get you on the horn. Thanks for delivering for us today.
Guys, anytime, man. Just give me a call.
All right, be good, Kelly. Good to talk to you. That's Kelly Holcomb, former Bills quarterback, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline.